We're going to shift gears now from dance to song. Okay, picture a mariachi band. Maybe you're seeing a group of handsome men dressed in fancy clothes, playing guitar, trumpet, violin, singing full voice to people in a Mission District restaurant. But that's not all mariachi is about, and restaurants aren't where most mariachi music is performed. KALW's student reporter Samaria Pineda introduces us to a Richmond musician who's been playing mariachi since she was a young girl.
I walk into a white building that looks like your brand new house. It's on the site of St. Cornelius Church in Richmond. Parents are outside talking to one another, waiting for their kids to finish their practice. Inside, a few youth mariachi bands are practicing. All around me are instruments playing and people singing. I feel like one of my favorite songs is playing, and I want to keep pressing the replay button. I came here to see my cousin. She's in one of the mariachi bands practicing today.
My name is Anna Leslie Pineda.
Leslie's 18. She plays the violin and sings in the band called Cuerditas de Oro. I was introduced to mariachi when Leslie began playing. Her mariachi band plays at her family parties from time to time. And last year, I saw her perform for Cinco de Mayo at St. Peter's Church in San Francisco. Cinco de Mayo is an important celebration of culture and heritage for mariachi players and the Mexican people. When she performed, I had never heard her pour her heart into her songs like that until that day. I felt proud of her and proud of this beautiful music that was being shared at church that day. I sit with Leslie and she explains the different instruments that are in a mariachi band.
So there's violins, trumpets, and some mariachis, a vihuela, and also a guitarrón.
Some of these instruments, like the guitarrón, originated in Mexico. The vihuela has been a part of mariachi since it began.
I personally like the beautiful sound it makes because it's like a guitar, but it's also different in the way that it has less strings, and it's rounder and smaller.
People embrace their culture in different ways. Many Mexicans embrace their culture by listening and playing mariachi music.
So the first mariachi began in Mexico, in Jalisco.
That was in the early 19th century.
People who really enjoyed that music over there, they brought those influences here so other people could also hear this wonderful music and have the same experience they had.
Today at practice, the members are wearing sweatshirts and jeans, but during their performances, they wear uniforms.
So mariachis wear a charro suit, and that consists of the men wearing a jacket and high tight pants, and while the women wear a jacket and high skirts with boots accompanied with it.
Their jacket sleeve and at the side of their pants has small red and green patterns. Today at practice, they are preparing for a gig that they have on Saturday. Leslie was introduced to mariachi at a young age. Her dad plays the violin as well.
I started around the age of 9-10 years old. My cousins, they were also part of the mariachi group.
Mariachi has been incorporated into the Sunday Mass here. It started becoming a part of Catholic Mass at some Mexican churches in the 60s as a way to connect Mexican culture with the religion that many Mexicans are a part of. This mariachi group usually plays on Sunday afternoon at St. Cornelius Church, but the music isn't just played there. A lot of people have mariachi groups play at parties and other events.
I think a mariachi member should be fun, energetic, and show that you're also having fun as well.
At parties, mariachi is not just music to be played and sit back and listen to. It is music to be danced to. It is played at events that celebrate the best moments in the lives of the Mexican people.
Baptisms, weddings, quinceañeras, birthday parties, patriotic holidays, and also even funerals.
If it is an important celebration, it is important for a mariachi band to be there.
The mariachi is there for a reason, to uplift the souls. Sometimes I just pray before going on stage.
The audience is happy, passionate, and intrigued when they hear this music. The mariachis move with their instruments, and the audience follows them as they see that they are having fun.
And they also sing along with us.
Mariachi is more than just music. It is cultural, spiritual, and traditional to Mexico and its people. Their songs speak about love, death, betrayal, machismo, politics, and revolutionary heroes. Mariachi has been passed down from generation to generation. It is a way to ensure that Mexican traditions are passed down too. My cousin's group is for older students. They have been in this mariachi class over 5 years. I was able to sit in one of the young kids' mariachi practice too. My cousin once was in the same position that the younger ones are in now. They sound so good. By taking these classes, these kids and young adults will continue the tradition of playing mariachi into the next generation. In Richmond, this is Samaria Pineda for Cross Currents.